On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
You're very likely to have often heard of the term cryptocurrency and Bitcoin in the past number of years, but what about stablecoin? Aave is the world's largest decentralized finance lending network and has just received a license from the central bank to trade here and across Europe. So what does any of that mean? And what are these stable coins? Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent, is on the line now. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, before we talk about what these things are, perhaps you'd tell us the breaking news about the EU bowing to pressure from big tech in the States.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a thing called the AI Act, which is supposed to be an EU regulation that would put guardrails on what big tech companies and other businesses, ordinary businesses like insurance companies, can use AI for. So, for example, there are certain high risk categories. Like companies have to be very, very careful and conservative and transparent if they're using AI to decide whether or not you get a loan or whether or not you get insurance. Or, for example, in the hiring process, if you're going for a job, how do you know that the company that you're going for a job with isn't just using some AI algorithm to weed out what it thinks are undesirable candidates? Mm-hmm. Those are called high-risk uses of AI. And the EU AI Act is supposed to regulate that to make it harder for abuse of that so that citizens aren't disadvantaged. The Commission has said it's going to delay that until at least the end of 2027. And it would appear, and it was Michael McGrath, by the way, who made the announcement on it, it would appear that there has been a consistent degree of pressure, both from the US administration, from big tech companies themselves, openly, by the way, in the public, and even from European and Irish businesses who simply say that AI regulation has gone too far.
Okay, so what will it actually mean? I mean, it may be deferred entirely if this pressure continues. What does it mean for ordinary citizens if they're being screened by AI for maybe health insurance in some jurisdictions? Who knows?
Yeah. There should be other regulatory rules in Ireland and in Europe that also come into play here. But basically, what it means is that if you take, say, a recruitment firm that's hiring people, you might have a job that's listed and it might get hundreds of applications. It's now a common thing for smaller companies, medium-sized companies, to use AI in their software to winnow out certain things that they don't want in a candidate. Now, that's fine up to a point, but you might get into a scenario where maybe it's starting to cut down on the amount of, say, a certain type of candidate, where they're from, you know, maybe what gender they are. I don't know. We know that we're not supposed to filter job applications like that, but it's largely up to the companies in some instances.
Yeah. And who can ever get behind their particular algorithm, which is doing the job. For example, it might be that a company figures, we don't need any more women of a fertile age, for example, to join our workforce because they're going to be missing during pregnancies and so on. We could do without that little technical problem, so let's only employ the lads to do the job.
Yeah, and I have no doubt that that goes on, but it's up to recently, it's been harder to actually include that in an algorithm or an IT system to help you hire people. It still should be very difficult to do that in any of the software that I have seen, but the actual legal protection against that now is going to be delayed for at least another 2 years.
All right. Well, we shall see how Michael McGrath gets on with that. But back to a stable coin. Now, Adrian, I've struggled to understand even Bitcoin. I mean, the idea of mining Bitcoin using a massive computing power and massive amounts of energy. Explain to me how you produce a bit.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coin.
A Bitcoin. Well, Bitcoin is by now a traditional cryptocurrency. It's a very odd phrase, seeing it's only been going really since 2009, 2010. But essentially, yeah, a Bitcoin is the result of a certain amount of computer effort to solve a very complex mathematical problem. And there's a certain amount of effort that goes into that. Can't be cheated, can't be hacked, can't be shortchanged. And the result of that work essentially equates to a Bitcoin. Now, I am simplifying here and using the crudest metaphor, but that is how a Bitcoin is, quote unquote, made.
There are only a limited number of solutions to that particular mathematical problem.
Yeah, there are, and also there will only ever be. A limit of, I think it's 21 million. There's only ever going to be a certain number of Bitcoins. So they can't be produced in infinity. And that gives it scarcity and it gives it a limit. And that then gives it its value. Mm. That's why the price of Bitcoin has kept going up over the last few years.
But explain to me, Adrian, who made the rules about Bitcoin? Who decided we're going to do this
person.
Thing?
Called Satoshi, is it Nakamoto, I think. I keep forgetting his name. There's an anonymous figure who wrote the original Bitcoin paper in 2008, 2009, who is credited with having created Bitcoin, who is credited with having created what they call the blockchain, which is basically, again, a mathematical algorithmic formula, by the way, on which an awful lot of today's crypto and indeed stablecoins are based. We don't know who that person is. There's been a lot of speculation over the years, but we don't know who that is. And also, we don't know how much Bitcoin that person may still hold.
Now, talk to me then about stablecoin and its first cousin, as it is, to Bitcoin.
Yeah. So stablecoin, it's a similar idea to Bitcoin with one main difference, and that is it is pegged or linked to an existing mainstream currency. In other words, if you have 100 stable coins that are linked to the dollar, like Tether or a USD coin, for example, that is worth $100. And it will never be worth more than $100.
So it goes up and down with the dollar. If the dollar is worth more, then stablecoin is worth more. But who generates stablecoin and these other kind of cryptocurrencies? I don't know how many there are out there.
Yeah. There aren't as many. So the total value of all of the stable coins in the world is about $300 billion. The total value of all of the crypto in the world now goes into trillions of dollars. So stable coins is a much smaller reserve. Who creates them? Individual companies. And this is where it starts to get interesting. So there are a couple of big players in the stable coin world. One is Tether. Another is a company called Circle, which creates the USD coin. The vast majority of them, by the way, Pat, are pegged to the US dollar. Mm-hmm. That's a problem in Europe. The European Central Bank has raised that as an issue because it means that the more people that buy a stable coin or make a stable coin that's linked to the dollar, the more the world depends on the dollar and not the euro, okay, as a currency. But it's these companies who make them, but there are rules. And when I say rules, there are central bank rules. So the European Central Bank has a regulatory regime. It's called the Markets in Crypto. MiCAR. I always forget that the last they have essentially established that a company that creates a stable coin must have a certain amount of reserves. So if I am a stable coin issuer and I'm issuing 100,000 euro worth of stable coin, I must show and prove to the central bank that I actually have 100,000 euro in fiat currency to back it up. And that is subject to transparency reports. And it's supposed to bring these issuers into line with something that is a little bit more like traditional finance.
Okay, but these companies who set up their these cryptocurrencies, they literally just sit down with a couple of mathematicians and a lot of computing power, and they create money, they create wealth. It's bizarre.
It is bizarre, and that's why it's such a high volatility world. When you buy a Bitcoin, if you buy a cryptocurrency, you know, you're essentially buying a made-up thing, a made-up asset, and you're taking a risk when you do that. Now, some people might say, that's complete will-o'-the-wisp stuff. Why on earth would anybody do that? The fact is that Bitcoins have been going now for 15 years plus. Over that period of time, they have now, over a 15-year period of time, demonstrated that they are probably here to stay, which means that if you buy one, it is less likely than you might have thought 5 or 10 years ago to just blow up overnight. That's not a perfect answer or a perfect solution. It still is a made-up currency, but the whole thing goes on the idea of trust and faith in this idea.
Okay, but in theory, Adrian, you and I, and we hire a couple of really smart mathematicians and rent a couple of very powerful computers, we could start up our own cryptocurrency.
And people do that every day, but who'd buy it? You see, the thing is, we've talked about, say, Bitcoin, you can talk about Ethereum, you can talk about stable coins like, you know, USD coin. These are now well-known, well-established, well-publicized brands for things that enough people have faith in that has some sort of, you know, tradable value. I mean, you can say the same about an awful lot of other assets. I mean, what is the value of gold and why is that intrinsically valuable? What's the value of, you know, rare stamps, fancy trading cards? There are different answers to all those questions.
Yeah,
but essentially, it's not something you can walk into a shop and buy something with. Yeah, you can't buy something with a stamp.
No, but you buy a Picasso, there's a limited number of Picassos in the world and there is a market well established. So I suppose that's the equivalent. There's a market for Bitcoin now. Well established. Okay, Adrian. Look, if you'll pardon me saying this, I'm very little the wiser after our conversation. But thank you very much for sharing.
I have failed too.
Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.